Hacking holidays and retrofuturism at the House of Meow. It's pretty clear that today's AI needs a visual programming language. The AI needs to live in the nodes, taking programs to a whole new level. It is also rather clear that user interfaces are in trouble. For one, nobody uses the comfy X and Y coordinates anymore. The layout engines must be responsive now because of the varying screen sizes. The only one I could find outside of what the browser offers is actually cross-compiled for JavaScript. I was looking for something for SVG layout. So, things are really silly. They are super silly. Responsive user interfaces will need to go as well. It's not gonna work. Frankly, I hate the idea of a different user interface for every website. That is not how computers are meant to work. Crazy designs force your users to feel stupid the moment they sit down to your website. Feeling stupid is what I experienced on important government websites, one of which had a .com at the end. Let me tell you, I dare not to actually learn how to shop in such a way that the store people deliver stuff to my trunk. I just can't handle the user interface. I hate the idea of it. I hate the idea of needing to learn a whole new UI to do something that stupid and simple. Of course, AI is just magically smart enough to be able to do shopping for you based on a short chat. But to me, that still feels flimsy and foamy, and I would worry about getting strange items that the AI hallucinated. No, I don't need a discombobulator for $1,200, thanks. I don't know what the UI should be, though I have some suspicions. I suspect it is generated based on rows in a database, so it's very much like Access or FileMaker, and the database is on the client end, so it's easy to sync with the main one and take it from there. You design a database structure, and you get the UI for free. It will be clunky. Yes, that's how computers work. If the database must be relational and has some added complexity, then you get multiple auto-generated panels from your database. Tightly hugging those rows and columns creates a user interface for free, and that is better than manual work. It is a lot better than learning a new UI for every website. That is what I am saying. Everything being squares or rectangles that easily resize, it does collapse for mobile, but the best way to see it is to think about the metro squares. It's just a beautiful layout engine in its simplicity and in its looks. Automatic layout so simple it hurts. It is better to have the user think for a second than to have them feel stupid at every step. Here is the big idea. A man in the middle HTTPS proxy that forges all the necessary certificates and locally caches all the data. Then all the content is served from the local cache under a uniform user interface. There is an AI program that will help with odd proxying tasks. It won't fix government websites, it probably doesn't need to be any more complex than a rule engine, but it will go a long way. It will fix Manifest 3, and 4, and 5, and more restrictive web. The user interface for that has to be as adaptive as quickly everything will be changing. That can only mean a visual programming language behind the automatic layout squares. Blender Geometry Nodes is the baseline here. It shows all the workflow. It's a perfect little UI. And it is not as hard as it looks. I programmed SignalCraft, a reference implementation, in just about a month, and mostly over the weekends. It is just a simple SVG-based user interface that relies a lot on groups, and then simple reactive objects with an observe function, and then reactive arrays that hold those objects, all under a simple OOP application architecture that has a main application object and then a view and then a tree of components that show up on the UI. The data model is nothing more than node types, connectors that connect the nodes, junctions that help you route all the lines around various boxes, then the node itself, then a selection system where you can move multiple items at the same time. Then you will need your themes and a simple setup object. Then the node can have inputs and outputs just to enhance the port handling experience. And an execution system. I use a simple recursive lookup to execute all the functions that the links are pointing to, but a nice reactive one would be better. So only when things change and affect other nodes will there be any computation. It's very simple. It's basically just writables or signals. So that's it. I made my 3-day holiday into a hackathon and created a Nostromo theme inspired by old retro futuristic graphics for my visual programming language. Thus, I dare to make another bold statement in closing, next to what I said about user interfaces. And that is, there's nothing as fun and rewarding as programming a visual programming language. But I must admit, this being a hackathon with an 11 p.m. Monday deadline, I got hurt a few times. I was just in a hurry. I finally finished a few minutes late, adding project templates and somewhat fully functional loading and saving of files. But there was no time at all to add pretty error messages or instructional messages, even though I do have Bootstrap Toast. I instead had to use the old alert box to remind the users to select a node before clicking execute.